This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. Thousands of people are continuing to come to Europe from countries such as Iraq, Syria and Libya fleeing war and poverty. Pete Shalamon is a Hollywood producer who fled Iraq as a child with his parents due to religious persecution. He told me that his heart goes out to those migrants fleeing conflict and misery in search of a better life in Europe and recounted his own personal story. You were born and raised in Iraq and you fled Iraq. When you hear about stories of Christians having to flee from places like Mosul and Nineveh to Erbil, even now since you and your family fled, what kind of memories does that bring back for you?
I mean, it brings back every horrendous memory that I've had of Iraq. You know, fleeing in the 70s, early 70s. I was 5 years old when I fled. But watching the refugee crisis and watching what's going on in Mosul and Iraq and the persecution of Catholics and Christians, you know, it's horrendous. But, you know, I had the fortune of sitting in the church where I came to this location in Atlanta, the church in San Diego, the Calvinian church. I sat there with their clergy and they just gave me horror stories about what's happening to our people. The massacre of innocent lives out in Mosul and Dabroun and other areas in the north of Iraq is pretty intense and vile. It's pretty bad.
Can you tell me, is there anyone remaining of your family still living in Iraq?
They've all fled. I had the fortune of seeing my uncle who fled to Dusseldorf, Germany, and then I had another uncle who I have not seen yet flee to Turkey. That uncle in particular got a notice on his door and basically said, you know, you pay your taxes, you become a Muslim, or we execute you. And he fled 3 days later, and now he's in Turkey as a refugee, and we're helping out with whatever he needs. But him and his 4 kids are in Turkey right now. So I have no other relatives living in Iraq. All of us have fled our home country. So, but it's not. I'm not the only story out there. I'm one of millions of refugees that came here in the 70s who has their family completely torn apart now because of the atrocities of war and persecution of Christians, Catholics, Jews. It's pretty bad.
When you look at the migrant situation at the moment, people who are fleeing conflict even now from Syria, from Iraq, trying to make a better lives for themselves, going to a lot of the time Europe, a lot of the time you were talking about Dusseldorf, you're talking about Germany there. A lot of people thinking, well, you know, maybe if I get to Germany, I'll be able to help my family. When you see the fact that it's not always that golden egg, as they say, you know, people go there and it's very difficult. The borders are closing. They can't get in. How does that make you feel as someone who's been there?
I got to tell you, I am gutted every time I watch the news and I look at that the borders being closed to people trying to cross. You know, on some level, I get that countries are invaded and it's very, very hard for, you know, their economic system, or it's really hard. But I also have to tell you, I'm completely gutted to see the migrants and the refugees fleeing and just knocking at the door of a country to be allowed to come in and practice their faith and be a part of society and add to the society. But, you know, I always say, you know, my dad was that person. You know, my dad was knocking on the door of the middle class in America for, I can tell you, 20 years. And, you know, was a welfare child. You know, we finally got to that middle class, and, you know, but it took us a long time. I can't imagine what these people are going through right now, because it's so much harder for these people now than it was for us in the 70s. It was pretty brutal in the 70s because we also had the Iran war on top of us. But now, in particular, you know, you've got not only religion, you've got politics, you've got the religious, the terrorists, you name it. There's so much going on right now for refugees that I think it's a lot harder for them now than it was for us back then.
Pete, you've made a life for yourself in the United States. You are a successful producer now. Why is it so important for you to make movies that make a difference?
I mean, I think that's really simple. I mean, you want to make movies that speak to people. You want to make movies that change people's lives, get them to think about their lives. Listen, movies should be fun and entertaining, but you got to make movies that mean more than just fun and entertainment. You got to make message movies at times, and the message that, you know, myself and the other producers on this film wanted to make was like, listen, if you're a believer, great, come and watch this movie. It's beautiful. You know, you get to revisit a beautiful story from a different perspective. And if you're a non-believer, give it a go. Sit down, check it out. You could be the Clavius in the film and see how you do with it.
I mean, would you hope that perhaps your story will spur someone else on who's faced similar circumstances, similar difficulties, to say, well, you know, Pete did it, so hey, there's hope there?
I got to tell you, if I hear of one child or two children, you know, taking my story and turning it into something incredible for them, I've succeeded. I hope it's a lot of wonderful, wonderful kids and young adults that want to, you know, make it in this industry or any industry, you know. But I started from nothing. I was a welfare child for a very long time. You know, wore the same jeans to school for, I think, 4 or 5 years. We really had zero money. But you know what? You got to be a climber, and you just climb and you climb and you climb, and you hope that one day you get to that Mount Everest. And I hope, and I'm still climbing, by the way. I'm still growing and I'm still climbing. But I think if you've got the hustle and if you've got the ambition, you can achieve pretty much anything. And I really believe that.
Would you like to work on, in the future, I'm sure you have a lot of projects that you'd like to work on. Would there be projects you'd like to work on that would concern migration or concern Iraq? Or do you ever hanker and think, gosh, I'd like to look at it and do something as a producer?
Yeah, you know, it's so ironic you're asking me this question. I've actually been looking into different articles. Maybe want to make a short film about the migration, a refugee. I mean, it's definitely in the back of my head right now. I'm working on 3 different projects, but I am constantly looking for a great immigrant story. I mean, listen, they're all great, incredible stories. I just don't, you know, have that many years to tell all these incredible stories, but it would be great.
You are the producer of Risen, the film that came out based around at the time of Christ. It came out recently. It's now coming out on DVD. Do you think that film studios are becoming more receptive to backing faith-based movies, faith-based stories?
I do. I think if they're done right, I think they're very well received. And I think if they're done wrong, then I think they're definitely shunned. But I do feel like, you know, to tell a story, especially when it deals with subject matters of the Bible, I think you have to stick to, you know, we just vetted the film so much. We vetted it with so many clergy. I mean, the Vatican, you name it, we just did it. We don't want to offend anybody. And in doing so, we were well received. So I do think studios are going to make more of these. I hope they make more of these, you know, and I hope they make them in a way that doesn't offend people, but also, you know, I hope you make them in a way to educate people but not offend them. And I do think people will show up if done the right way. And by the way, we took liberties with Risen. I mean, we have a Clavius is a non fictional character who basically is a non-believer. So we took some liberties, but we really vetted everything out. And I think in the future, our studios will, and they will vet and get everyone to kind of see the vision and see the movie and give it a stamp of approval.